Chew It with the Pruitts, Episode 11. I wish I was a little bit Paula.
Hey, I'm Kenny.
And I'm Holly.
And this is Chew It with the Pruitts.
We are very excited about this episode, Episode 11. We were joined by our great friend Paula Hoffman for an awesome conversation.
Yeah, we covered a lot of different topics.
Over 3 hours.
Right. And so there's a pretty good chance that you'll be hearing some of our conversation with Paula over the course of the next 3 episodes, or you'd be having a 3-hour podcast to listen to. So figure we'll break it up. We'll just release, you know, them more often. That's what we're going to try to be doing more so now rather than once a month. Try to shoot for closer to like once a week.
Yeah, now that our kids like us again and cooperate and make our lives a little easier.
Yeah. So before we get into our conversation with Paula, we just want to remind you of all the ways you can get a hold of us. We're on all the social networks.
Yeah. We also have our website, chewitpruitt.com, in which there are links to our social network pages.
Absolutely. And we have our email address, contact@chewitpruitt.com.
That's right. I forgot about that one.
And Holly, our favorite way.
Well, our absolute favorite is voicemail, 507-407-CHEW.
So leave us those voicemails, send us those emails. Now, one last thing to cover before we get into our conversation with Paula. Thank you so much for the participation in last week's question, the Great Debate of 2016.
Yeah, I won't give you guys any spoilers, but I'll just thank you for participating, even though maybe you guys weren't the nicest to me.
Ultimately, you ended up realizing that the right candidate won in this case.
Whatever.
And we do have a question of the week for this week, and it's a topic that Holly is pretty passionate about.
Yeah, so it gets brought up often in my life, and it got brought up during our conversation with Paula. So our question this week is, which Hogwarts house do you belong in? That's, of course, referring to the Harry Potter universe. So we will post the link to the new and improved Pottermore site, in which you can take a pretty short Sorting Hat quiz to find out what house you're in, and then hit us up any way that you'd like. Hint, hint, nudge, nudge, 507-407-CHEW. That's 507-407-CHEW. And let us know which house you're in.
Yeah, whichever way you'd like to get a hold of us. Just let us know your results, and we'll cover some of those at an upcoming episode.
Definitely.
So we'll jump right into our conversation with Paula. Thanks so much for tuning in.
Thanks, guys.
So we're here with our second ever guest. Well, I guess technically our third ever guest, but the second occurrence of having a guest on the podcast.
Yeah. Our good friend Paula Hoffman.
Hello.
Welcome to Chew It with the Pruitts, Paula.
I'm glad to be here.
Welcome to our super high-tech studio.
Ooh, so fancy.
We're sitting around our pub table. Normally we do it in comfier chairs, but we realized that this setup is probably a little better sounding.
Yeah.
It feels semi-official. Yeah. I'm kind of sitting like, oh my gosh, I want to... Charlie Rose is in my mind, but I know that's not that. The Suspenders guy, Larry King.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Larry King style with my elbows on the table.
And it's like a round table. I mean, because it's actually a round table. Physically, the table is round, but then also it feels like a metaphorical round table. Yeah.
Indeed.
I'm a little lower than Paula and Holly.
I wish you had said teapot. I'm a little teapot.
I'm not a teapot. But I am lower because we only have 2 pub chairs. And so then I'm in the office chair. Just put up as high as it'll go.
Being a gentleman.
You've got a long torso, though, so you're
almost... I figured I would be the best candidate for the shorter chair.
I never sit up straight either.
Nobody does. So, Paula, tell us about yourself.
Oh, well, I am a almost mid, well, yeah, mid 30s now.
Yeah.
I'm a little older than you guys are. Don't agree wholeheartedly.
I'm remembering when somebody made me say that I was in my mid 20s and I was exactly 10 years younger than you are now when that happened.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm like, yeah, no, yeah, I said mid 20s when I was 10 years younger than so that
34.
Would make 34. Yeah.
So
that would make
I'm pretending that I can hold off till I'm 35 to say mid
30s. And that's what I thought too. And my friend was like, no, you're definitely in your mid 20s. Yeah. And she was like in her 40s. So I was like, oh, I really have to listen to her then.
No. Anyway, so I'm mom of two little boys and my husband, who I thought about, like, should he be here? But he's not so into podcasts. And
he's a little older, kind of like his generation misses that.
What? We'll see. I had a little thought in my mind, too, of like, I'm going to have a little experiment to see if he even will ever listen to this episode, because he only listens to podcasts when I'm like, oh, you gotta listen to this. And there has been one other podcast, another friend's podcast that I was on, that I made him listen to that episode.
At the very least, just get him to download it on his phone.
Yeah, okay. We'll get one more play than normal.
There you go. But anyway, so if you listen to this, hi honey.
Hey Dale.
We miss you, but we're glad that you're taking care of the kids.
Thumbs up.
That is the problem with our friends that have children. Mm-hmm. That the Parjetters were
That's
an easy
the
choice.
That's the problem with
for,
kids.
Yeah, we have kids, and most all of our friends also have kids. So the Parjetters, they didn't have kids.
They
so,
were a perfect first guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
because we actually contacted them the same day we recorded.
It's true.
Although then you can get more episodes. Like you know, Kevin comes
right.
one time, then.
It's true,
Jordan
yeah, then
can
we can have Jordan
time.
The next time, yeah.
Right.
They can trade off.
Yeah.
Maybe sure. Dale will come on the show sometime.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I'd love to have Dale on.
We can talk about coffee.
Yes. Coffee and
outdoor
army
rooms.
Stuff.
Army. Army, like
like Lucille Bluth.
Yeah.
Or no.
Buster. I was gonna call him like Byron, which is his actual name.
Going through
they
all
always
of their
call
names,
yeah.
In my
I was
mind.
Like, Job,
like, yeah.
Byron, but his name, but they never call him Byron. They literally introduce him that in the first episode, and that's it.
Yeah.
Rest of development, guys.
Yeah. If you don't know, you should know. We'll talk about them later.
Yeah.
I think.
Hopefully.
Yeah. We'll get to it eventually, I think.
and then the other thing about me is that I am a high school math teacher. I taught 4 years at a traditional school. We call it bricks and mortar in my new setting.
Mm-hmm.
And now I teach online for one of the largest online virtual schools in Oregon. So from my...
There's more than one?
Yep.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Yeah. Last year I went to, like, they had a Capitol Day where they, like, demonstrated at the Capitol here in Salem, fighting for charter and virtual schools' rights. And because that's like a thing that they frequently are like worried that legislation is going to pass that's like going to close our school down.
Oh, wow.
Hmm.
Yeah. And so, yeah, I discovered that there were a lot more wow. virtual schools than I realized previously. Some of them are even like small ones in Portland.
Okay.
And then there's three larger ones that span the whole state. I work for the largest.
Yeah. So. No, you're pretty smart. You're one of my smartest friends.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
The closest thing I ever did to online school was in seventh grade. I was homeschooled.
Mm-hmm.
And the entire school curriculum was just DVD-ROMs. Or actually, back then it was probably CD-ROMs even.
Yeah.
But it was just a bunch of, like, it was an entire year's worth of history, science, math, and English, like, and mm-hmm. Bible, probably. It
For
was,
sure.
I'm sure it was a Christian curriculum. And, yeah, you just put in the right DVD-ROM or CD-ROM, whatever it was. I know it wasn't floppy disks. It was at least some sort of a disk.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I did that for seventh grade.
I took all of my college courses online. I didn't graduate, but mm-hmm. all the college courses I did take were online. And... The system wasn't that great, and that was only
it has
six
its
or 7 years ago.
For sure.
It's yeah.
not for everyone, or it takes a while to get used to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the difficult things is with our families is seeing that learning curve. and whether you can handle being on a learning curve too, like recognizing, like I knew when I started teaching for the virtual school that I just wanted to get through like the first month or 2 months of the school year. Like yeah. I knew it's going to be like a tsunami hitting and being crazy and I'm going to mess it up, but I'm going to have to, you know, that's the way you're going to learn and getting through that. And so I'm constantly telling like new families, give yourself some slack for the first semester even. And it's a whole new ball game once you get, because you're learning new paradigms for education.
Yeah, for
that
sure.
You and, you know, generations before right. you have all had the similar sort of paradigms mm-hmm. for learning.
It's totally new. It's changing mm-hmm. the whole game.
When I first got hired, I was, yeah, I like heard some projections that like 100% of students or something like that would have some part of their education, you know, K through 12 be online by the year 2025.
Oh, wow.
So that's not that far.
No, it's not less yeah. than 10 years.
I mean, it makes sense with, I mean, there's things like Khan Academy mm-hmm. that like you can go on there and take college level courses for free.
Right.
Now, at this you point, it's not accredited. You don't get yeah. any credit for it. It's not like you can put it on a resume that, you know, you completed.
And learn that through
Khan Trig on Khan Academy.
Oh, yeah. I use that a lot because like the pre-calculus, I just got pre-calculus this year. The curriculum needs to be updated. Like it doesn't provide a lot of resources in the curriculum. And I'm constantly sending students to Khan Academy.
I know you did
that recommendation.
Some,
Kenny I did a little
did
bit.
Did some Khan Academy.
I wanted to like start taking
this business
statistics
courses.
Or something. I just wanted like a better understanding of maybe even like the stock market and just economy.
Trying
in
to
general,
get rich.
But it like made you take micro and macro before whatever I was actually wanting to take, which so I don't remember. Maybe it was just accounting. Maybe yeah. that's what it was.
You could have some economics chat with Dale.
Yeah, yeah. absolutely. Dale does have a degree in economics, so yeah. that would be a good resource. But yeah, I just don't have time right now to dedicate to just learning for the fun of learning. Mm-hmm.
That was when baby Kate was a baby.
Yeah.
When yes. we just had baby Kate.
Right.
You had a
and
very...
I also was home every single evening.
Right. I was going to say you had a very predictable schedule.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I have the opportunity through our school to get, you know, to take some classes for free or it's paid for by our school. And I'm like, I'm sure that right. I will yeah. eventually.
Yeah. Even in the company I work for has tuition reimbursement.
Yeah. So maybe in a few years when we don't have babies.
Yeah. Maybe I'll go take a few classes at the community college.
I mean, baby Kate will be in kindergarten in like 3 years, 4 years.
That's true.
So might make life a lot easier. And kindergarten is full day now. So she's gone all day.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I'm
having a hard time getting used to
yeah.
that. My oldest son is starting kindergarten next year. And that's going to be crazy.
Well, and I don't even know. I have an aunt that works as a teacher in New Jersey, and she had shared something on Facebook about them passing legislation to change to all-day kindergarten mm-hmm. in their area. And she just, when she shared the article, she just kind of commented, like, this is what we need, people. Please be educated. Read this. Like, we need this. And I have to, I didn't read it just because it doesn't, I mean, they've already switched it in our area, yeah. so it doesn't matter. And I don't live in New Jersey mm-hmm. And don't plan on moving there anytime soon. But I wasn't sure. So maybe I should have read just to be educated, but I wasn't sure what the benefits are. Because to me, a 5-year-old seems so young to sit, but I guess a kindergarten curriculum isn't sitting yeah. all day, but it just seems like a really long time to be gone all day.
It depends. Yeah, it depends on what they're saying they need it for. I mean, I guess you'd have to read the article,
right.
but it's like my first thought is like they're saying they need it for preparing them for the, you know, like academic rigors or whatever that they need for then like state testing once they get to third grade when
Which,
state testing starts.
And I don't even necessarily agree with state testing.
yeah,
and so
no,
then I
totally.
Can't say that that's a reason. But and I know I will say that I know that she's also not huge on the way that they structure their state
okay.
testing. And so I don't think that I just was confused. I just, I'm not all, I only reason I mentioned that is because I wasn't even sure why it was something that is looked upon as like a really positive thing.
Right.
Because to me, I've always just thought, you know, a 5-year-old shouldn't be expected to just sit all day and learn. But then I think back to what even what I did in kindergarten, you know, over 20 years ago, and mm-hmm. I can't remember, but I don't think I was sitting all day.
No.
You know? All no, day, you know, for the 3 hours I was there.
Yeah, as long as they're giving them at least 2 recesses a day, that right. would be the main.
Well, and I've read things
like, are they making them sit for too long?
Well, but even older, you know, in fifth grade, you have 2 recesses, so I can't imagine that the kindergartners wouldn't. But even, you know, like I have read studies that show like even older kids, elementary age but older, still need more recreation time mm-hmm. worked into their schedule, and that state testing mm-hmm. in the separate states is like preventing that. It's like making it more structured and more difficult when that's actually not something that we should be expecting
yeah.
of these children at such a young age, because that's not the way that their brains and bodies are developing. I mean, like, it's yeah. not the way that their brains are supposed to develop.
Yes.
So it's interesting.
Oh, guys, if you could see my face. There's been some eye rolls of agreement. Not eye rolls at yeah. Holly, eye rolls at state testing.
Because I'm definitely a proponent yeah. of, like, I
even see third, because with online school, we do state testing mm-hmm. where we have locations set up throughout the state, staffed by teachers. Yeah, and we proctor it. And so we have third graders to mm-hmm. 11th grade, you know, third through eighth and 11th graders all in the same spot at the same time. Seeing these little ones come in, you know,
yeah,
wow.
with their little snacks and sitting there.
Boxes.
Yeah, for that's hours.
Intense.
Yeah, 8 and 9 year olds. That's crazy.
It's a bummer.
It is. It's just...
Particularly with the change that we saw set in this last year. You know that the state tests changed from Oaks to Smarter Balanced.
I didn't know that because I don't have kids in elementary school and I'm not a teacher. So, and I'm not super... I'm just saying,
and I don't talk about it.
Right. I don't know. Well, I'd be the first to admit I'm not super
informed. It's supposed to be more... I mean, with, you know, you've heard of Common Core, mm-hmm. right? So the Smarter Balanced assessments, most of the country has adopted Smarter Balanced. And then the other one, I can't remember what it's called, but they're similar. But like where they're more task oriented. So like the math questions will have like click and drag interface, you know, like, so like gives you some information and then it's like plot them in the order, you know, drag the line to what represents mm-hmm. the data or, you know, things like that. So it's supposed to be a little bit more interactive, but mostly it was thought to be more confusing, similar to the way Common Core is thought yeah. to be more confusing.
Yeah. And I don't have kids in elementary school. This wasn't something that we had when I was in elementary school. So I'm not faced with the Common Core issues. And I know that a lot of people have negative things to say about it, but then I've also seen like people are trying to post real life examples that are going viral on mm-hmm. social media. And then people are commenting saying, well, I'm a teacher or my kid, you know, like I help my kid with their homework. And this actually isn't a real example of what Common Core right. is. You're just like over exaggerating and mm-hmm. Trying to, you know, make it seem worse than what it actually is. Now I don't agree with it, but this isn't what we need to like
right.
be sharing.
All that's been put out there is these crazy
right.
seeming
right.
examples. And I will say like Common Core has not affected the way that I teach as a high school math teacher. So.
Yeah. And I mean, for me, I think that there are changes that need to be made at all levels of schooling. So mm-hmm. we'll see. I mean, at least Common Core is something new. It seems to be something that's more in line with what the rest of the world has been doing for a long time. So we'll see. I mean, we're starting to fall behind on some of the mathematics and science things.
Well,
so.
It's because we don't have the metric system.
Probably.
We've had a lot of educational talk. What would this be? What would this segment be called?
This would be...
Well,
technically this is an intro. I guess.
It's a do it segment.
Yeah.
Because this is your job.
What you do.
This
okay.
is what you do.
Or it could also be a knew it segment.
Mm-hmm. Now, not...
Not
we've had a knew it segment previously that was news and gossip.
Right.
This would be a KNEW.
Aren't you glad you knew it now?
Got it.
But yeah, this is technically do it, and this is what you do for a living. So, but I think that this
do you have any?
Perfect.
I guess what give us a good story from your time at Connections Academy. Do you have any
yes.
really good stories?
I do. So my first year I got hired, I was teaching geometry, but then I also had my first ever elective. that I've ever taught. Because wow. in the traditional school, I'd never taught an elective. But there, they sometimes farm out some of the elective courses to teachers. So it was digital photography.
Oh, I took that in high school.
Right. And so, because, you know, basically the curriculum pretty much does itself, or like I could just go through the lessons and figure out how to do the projects that the students had to do to then like talk them through it. And in my like weekly lessons or whatever, explain what to do. And so it involved downloading a, like an open source software called GIMP.
Yeah, GIMP. I use it all the time. That's what Kenny uses. That's what we made our Chew It with the Pruitts logo with.
Yeah, and any of the like logos or things that you've seen me do, or like I did some fan art for the other.
Yeah.
If you guys want some fan art.
Oh yeah, for sure. Kenny, anything that you see Kenny does, any logos. Also with GIMP. Yeah.
So you know that it's great, but it's not. It takes you a while, kind of, to get used to the figure some things out, right? Yeah. So you can imagine with, I think you can probably imagine with students, they get impatient with it. They, you know, just, yeah. And then you, since they have to download it to their computer, a lot of problems started there, which was a frustrating part of teaching that course, is even just getting it downloaded on their computer. And they'll ask me, is there any other way that I can do this? And it's like the first couple of projects are like, cropping a picture, adjusting colors. Right. And then it goes immediately, like the next one is like turning a photo into a picture. So they have to do a clear layer and draw over it. And then a white layer, like, so they have to use the layers menu and stuff like that. And so it gets to a point where it's like, I don't know how to explain how to do this in another software.
Right.
Like this is what is required for the course.
Yeah.
So you can figure it out on your own. How to do exactly this, you know, this, send me the same product as what I'm describing with this.
But if you want my help.
Or, if you want my help and assistance, like, you need to download this, call the tech department, whatever. Anyways, so a student who, you know, kept going around with me through emails about not being able to download this program. And then I called, and then I ended up talking to the mom. So the mom was, like, very suspicious, like, kind of humorously suspicious of technology for choosing online education for the student.
That's bizarre.
You know?
Yeah.
And so she was talking to me. I don't remember the specifics of the conversation, but she was like, didn't want to download this thing because she thought it was going to open a portal to the internet that people were going to be able to then, like, that would cause her computer to be hacked.
Okay.
But she literally, she used that phrase. It opens a portal to the internet that then, to my understanding, is that then other people can, that it's just open all the time then, and people can, like,
so, but other
access
programs,
things on my computer.
Other programs that are on the computer. That, like the program she, that her child used to go to school.
Right.
It's not open that way. Specifically,
yeah. Well, they open it and then they close it, I guess. I don't know, right?
That's incredible.
I'm not very familiar with internet portals, so maybe if one of our listeners could explain it.
Well, like the internet portal. The internet in general would then be a portal, right? Like,
right. Well, I mean,
but it's like what she was worried about was like that you turn your computer off and it still is like,
yeah,
the door is still open.
But isn't it? I mean, it is, isn't it?
I mean,
if you have like the cloud, like the cloud.
We're revisiting.
Full circle, guys. But the cloud so for my extremely limited understanding of the cloud is that it's just internet based. So it doesn't matter if your devices are on, your information is on the cloud, so it can be accessed anytime.
If you have something stored on a local drive, meaning
but that doesn't
your
mean
physical computer.
That while you're off your computer, that the cloud is talking to your computer while you're
whatever
off
is on your physical computer, if your computer is off, it can't be accessed.
Well,
you take the picture and right away it goes
to
the cloud. Yeah. I mean, when I go to my like folders, it's in both folders.
So, but that's,
in my
so that's what
right
I'm
away.
Saying. So, like, all if all the information automatically is stored to the cloud
on a server, it's on
it
a server somewhere.
It depends on what you have. So, a computer you choose, like, often there are things like
You choose where you save
things. Yeah, you can have like a Google Drive. Mm-hmm. You can download Google Drive to your desktop, and then you can put whatever you want in your Google Drive, and then it automatically makes it available on the cloud. But if you didn't put it in the Google Drive and then you turn your computer off, somebody can't access your computer via the internet and get what's on there locally.
What I do wonder, though, is like when you leave like your internet browser open, so say it's a laptop and then you shut the laptop, is that like a backdoor open to your...
My understanding
please
is...
Please tell me about these internet portals.
If somebody really wanted to hack into your computer for some reason, if they chose you as their victim, they could probably do it very easily.
Would they have to have chosen me to begin with? Or is it like because I left my back door open because of... Like, because not of turning.
I mean, if you downloaded a program,
I know it's not that had a,
if you downloaded a program that had a built-in back door, sure. Like, it would just depend. Like, there's a very much
a Trojan horse.
Yeah, for right? sure.
That's what yeah. that's.
Yeah, the Trojan viruses are very mm-hmm. common. But that's amazing. Yeah, I love GIMP. I use it all the time. I can understand. That's definitely different. The digital photography class I took. Being that it's at a physical building, yeah. It was a room that had a bunch, at the time, of brand new Apple computer, desktop computer, so very expensive computers.
You went to a very rich school.
And I was not very rich, but I just happened to live in a nice part of town.
That you went
and
to, like, the
I
first...
went to private school.
The first year that Kenny... sure the first was. Year that Kenny was in high school was the first year that the school was open.
Yeah. And then it was my junior year that I took... digital photography. So the computers were probably 3 years old. They were Apple computers, so very expensive. And then every single computer had Adobe Photoshop installed on them, which Photoshop is like a $300 program. Mm-hmm. That GIMP, you can do basically anything you can do on Photoshop, you can do on GIMP. And GIMP is free, which is why I use GIMP. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's much different. Like when you already have a computer that already has the thing installed on it. So I can understand when you're dealing
except
with
apparently
other
you can't do some of the things on Photoshop that you can do on GIMP because I would always every semester a student would be like, well, I have Photoshop, can I just use Photoshop? And I'm like, I don't know, I don't have Photoshop.
Well,
I don't
I think
know how to
probably
use
probably
it.
It's that but they would turn in curriculum things that... is built in such a way that like it's able to be free.
Yeah,
they already have a computer, they have to have a computer in order to be able to do this, so it's no additional cost because GIMP is free.
I'm just
all
saying,
that it is
the students who have Photoshop.
Right.
I think I maybe have had one or two students who had Photoshop and turned in assignments that I could give them passing scores on.
Right.
A lot of them, they would do the first.
You
couple
just
and
have.
Couldn't.
You can do the same things on both. It's just going to be different instructions to do the same things on both. So you would just have to be very proficient already in Photoshop, which a high school student that's taken a digital photography class
also,
probably isn't already really proficient.
Also, though, spoiler alert, digital photography students, any project that you want to do, I mean, like a lot of times they would ask me, like, how do I blah, 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 and I...
Google.
How do you do and found the YouTube video and I'm
pulling back
why?
The curtain.
I mean,
I'm like, you guys
exactly
well and that's what
I do
like with calculators too. I'm like, what is your calculator? Like when they need to figure out how to do inverse sine, you know, of an angle.
If they don't
an
have
angle.
A TI-83+.
You just like shattered the glass, man. Teachers don't know everything.
So I have a story from my job since we're doing the do it section right now.
Sorry for taking so long.
No, it's perfect. It ties in pretty well with the backdoor Trojan viruses. as I've mentioned in previous podcasts, I'm a door-to-door salesman. And this just happened a couple days ago. It was Wednesday. This is Saturday. It was Wednesday.
It was Wednesday because you had to call me to like tell me this.
I like was
story.
Like, okay, we're recording a podcast this week. I need to tell you. Need to somehow. So I knock on this guy's door. I ask him a couple questions. You know, I introduce myself. You know, let him know what I'm selling, and then sort of ask who he's currently using for these similar products that we provide. And his first response is, why? I'm just like, oh, well, you know, we're just trying to find out what you use, see if maybe, you know, our products would be Well, like, a good substitute.
Also, so I know how to compare.
Right, exactly. Like, you know, if you, we offer multiple products, if you only use one or two of them, I'm not going to try to sell you on all of them. Right. Whatever. So he just asked why, and I'm like, well, okay, I think you know why I'm asking.
But, you just don't want to answer.
Right, which is fine. And so then I proceed to, you know, just...
do your best to taste
sweet wine. You know, say a couple more things, ask him a couple more questions, and it gets to the point where he says, I would never use a product that would allow the government to listen in on my conversations. And I was like, which of our products allows the government to do that? And he's like, well, according to your commercials, some of your products have built-in microphones. And I'm like, yes, they're battery-operated products that do have a built-in microphone strictly for the use of voice control. That's all that it's for. And he just was convinced that, well, and then he proceeded to use the line, just because they tell you they can't listen in doesn't mean they're telling the truth.
Well, he also, but he also had... in order to further the example.
To further his point, he's like, you see that Cadillac in the driveway? I haven't driven that in months because it has OnStar and you can't turn it off.
So the government can access his driving history.
Yeah. And
you're then, like, doesn't bother me. You want to...
Yeah.
Well, and then, like, and then his wife also... So, I mean, like, it sounds like he's in a very happy marriage because his wife also said, just because you're paranoid... Or, like, just like my wife says, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean it's not true.
No, it was just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you.
Right, okay. So, like, you can,
You could be right.
You could be right.
Right. So,
I mean, Baby Kate, I think Baby Kate thinks that, like, dirt specs are out to get her. I don't know, maybe that's...
She is poop. Currently...
She thinks poop is out to get her.
Oh my gosh, potty training, jeez. But yeah, I don't really have many fun stories in my arsenal.
I think poop is actually a great segue into our next segment.
Poo it with the...
Not poo it. Zoo it with the poo. Oh.
Animal poo.
Yeah. Well, cool. Kind of. Animals and poo.
Is this because I went to a zoo this week?
Yeah.
Yes. But not just any zoo.
This is a drive-through zoo.
Yeah, this is like one of my dreams. I want to do this.
Did you know that it was in Oregon? Oh, I mean, you grew up in Oregon, which I did not. So I have never heard of this thing.
Well, and like, yes, I knew that it existed in Oregon. I have a memory of going to a wildlife safari, but I don't know if it's something I imagined or not. I was that young that I feel like it's a memory that I have, but I don't know. So mom and dad, if you're listening, have I ever been to any wildlife safari? Cause I can, there was the one in Oregon, but we also would visit my mom's family on the East Coast often.
I know there's something and like so this I don't know. In like Southern California. Yeah, that my parents have been to.
We have never been to Southern California as a family with my parents. So yeah, I don't know.
Whoa. Sorry. Lynn and
they
had, Mr.
They took Stoltz. Me. Mark.
Mark.
Lynn and Mr. No, they took me and my brother to Disney World for my 21st birthday. Nice. So as an adult, so not even like, I mean, as a kid, they never took us, but like as an adult, they paid for my whole 21st birthday trip. Which I'm wearing the sweatshirt currently
totally
that I
redeem
got
yourselves.
On that trip.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. You drank your way around the world at Epcot.
In Epcot on my actual birthday. It was incredible.
That's a pretty great
it
21st
was
birthday.
So I can't even... Mom and Dad, thank you so much. I still remember it. It was so much fun. I can't imagine having a better 21st birthday.
I know for a fact that I have been to Wildlife Safari in Oregon.
Winston, Oregon.
I want to say that it was... Gosh, it must have been my sixth grade year. I went to a private school, and so we took a field trip to Wildlife Safari. My dad was one of the chaperones, I remember.
So you couldn't misbehave?
Probably. They probably specifically asked my dad because
that was quite the headline. You're a problem child.
In sixth grade. That's why I was homeschooled in seventh grade.
Have you ever seen the Problem Child series? Because that's, I feel like that's Kenny.
I don't
movie.
Think
John Ritter. I mean, yeah, but there was like, there was it. Multiple. I think there was two. Mm-hmm. And now but, also I'm having weird memories.
But
of
what
maybe
I remember
I'm
about
that
trip.
I confused Problem Child and Parenthood too.
Yeah.
The
no,
movie,
they're not the same.
The Steve Martin movie.
What I remember about that trip was that there was this girl named Andrea that spent the whole time telling my dad that she had a crush on me. And so it was really awkward because he was like, she's a very nice girl, Kenny. And I was like, I don't...
Encouraging
she's
you
She's like my least favorite person.
Out of all of the girls, she's like the last on my list.
Yeah. So that was Andrea. That's the most I remember about Wildlife Safari. But you went much more recently, Paul.
Yes.
So I'm sure you
yeah.
remember
so
more than that.
So I grew up in Washington State. I'll say that first of all. So I had never heard of this thing before. I went to college here in Salem. Ended up back here for my master's degree. Met my husband, who also grew up in Washington, but came here for college. And here we live. And then my parents moved down here. They were retired and accepted the invitation to come.
Help take care of your kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be around a lot for my kids growing up, which awesome. Is awesome. But so my mom mentioned a Groupon for the Wildlife Safari.
I've seen
and
those.
It's spring break right now. So yeah, we went down there and did that on Wednesday of this week. And it was cool. It was especially good because they drove their minivan. I don't know why my retired parents have a minivan. Because
they have grandkids.
But also, true story, when I was in high school, and so I was driving my own car, they had two minivans.
Wow.
Yeah. And you're the youngest.
Yes.
And
yes.
they asked, well, I was going to say, they only had two kids, but
they
we also only have two kids and we have a minivan. So.
Very involved in their church yeah. and like would always like, and my, I don't know if like your church that you grew up in did this too, Kenny, but like would always caravan places. We didn't do yeah. like buses. We always like got a whole bunch of volunteers from the church to like drive.
For, like, youth events
yeah.
and stuff.
For, like,
yeah,
camp
it would depend.
And...
We did have a couple church vans. And actually, we did at one point, we had like a church bus, but...
We had one vehicle that was an old Dial-A-Ride.
Wow.
Do you remember Dial-A-Ride?
No.
Like kind of like chariots or
oh,
whatever.
Oh, okay.
We had like an old school bus, but then we found out that nobody there actually had the proper license to drive the school bus, so we got rid of it.
My mom would.
Very soon after we realized that, because it had definitely been driven multiple
Ooh,
times.
That's awesome.
Very unchristian.
Yes, without a CDL.
That's
and
breaking the law.
And then it was realized that, oh, you need a CDL to be able to drive this, so...
But how,
what is this Wildlife Safari?
Okay, how far away is it?
For people that are like you that have never heard of it.
So it was about a 2-hour drive from Salem.
Oh, that's not bad.
And then it's like a drive-through zoo. So you stay in your car and you have to go like 10 miles an hour. Mm-hmm. So you get in this like line of cars.
I feel like I've done this before.
And
are
the,
you drunk about
they're just
it? You do have very vivid dreams.
Yeah.
The animals are just kind of out there. Some of the areas have like fences around them. But then some of them don't. And so they had a lot of like quadrupeds of different mm-hmm. types that I cannot remember the names, but like, you know, deer and elk and antelope like uh-huh. animals and like llama like animals, but that's not what they were.
Alpaca?
It wasn't that either. It was like guanaca or something.
Oh.
Guanaco.
Oh, so they're like exotic.
Yeah. Yeah, and like birds. They had, like, turkeys and stuff like that. But then they had, like, fancy birds. Some
peacocks?
Fancy birds. Yeah, there was a white peacock in
Did
the little, like, walk-through area.
And I've told the story on a previous episode about the time I ran into a peacock just walking yeah. out in West Salem.
Right.
Did they come
it seems a lot
to your
more
car?
Likely.
Because I actually would have a problem with that.
No. So for most of it, no. And then there's, like, lions. I loved the lions because so there was, like, two male lions just kind of, like, laying there taking mm-hmm. naps in one pen, but then the next pen over had all the female lions and some of the younger ones too, and they were just like running all over the place playing with each other. There was like
Aww,
8 of them in there and they were
so
all like
precious.
Running and playing
like the
yeah.
Lion King,
which you like don't see when you go to the zoo.
No.
There were two hippos that were like cuddling, taking a little nap. There was
were
a
they
rhino
in the water or out of the water
out of the water
now,
so you could
I,
actually see them
if I remember this now maybe this, it was just much grander when I was a child, but they're not in like zoo exhibits, right? Like they're more just in regular like just land.
Hillsides.
Yeah. Like it's just like actual land.
It's much more visible than a zoo.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like it's probably a better experience for the animals because it's actual like real land that they have lots and lots of acreage to just roam about.
Right.
Yeah, I just text my mom to see if I'm remembering my life correctly, but it's kind of late, so I don't know if she's awake. But I'm really, like, this is just sounding so cool, and I feel like I have to go, but our kids are too little.
Yeah, and, like, I don't know if Isaiah and Grant would remember. Grant probably not.
Isaiah will probably be like, I went, you know,
yeah.
20
especially
years from
now.
Especially
if we go again.
He'll, but 20 years from now, I'll be like, I think I remember.
He'll be doing whatever
whatever podcasts are 20 years from now.
They'll be like, I was about to say videos, but I'm like, I guess that's YouTube.
Now, were there any animals that came up pretty close to the car?
They had an area where you could pay $5 for like some feed and like feed the llama family of animals that they had there. We did not.
And do you just, when you, so if you choose that option, is it just like you're still in your car and you just reach your hand out the window? Like you're not allowed to get out, right?
Yeah, right.
Similar to Jurassic Park.
You guys,
yeah,
my mom.
Yeah, it's kind of like Jurassic Park.
Yeah, so my mom just texted me back, guys, Lynn, I'm so proud of you being awake at 9:30 at night. She said, yes, you were almost three. So that is a great memory.
Yeah.
Wow,
nice.
Wow.
There was actually a spot where you could like park. And it had, like, a little covered area with, like, a vending machine and, like, some picnic tables. So you could actually, like, pack your lunch and, like, stop there, come get out of the line and stop and eat. And there were other areas that it wasn't fenced. They just didn't. There was one big, like, yak elk thing that walked right past our car, like, really close.
That might freak me out.
But.
I want to do this, but then I'm afraid to do it because if I, like, my fear might project onto my kids, and I don't want my kids to have these weird irrational fears that I have.
Yeah.
Well, we know that,
it's
was like
it's
a,
totally
a spider exhibit that you wouldn't be able to handle that.
Yeah, so I really liked that it was, like, in my parents' van, so they were driving, and then we were in the, like, middle seats, and then our kids, we just, like, unbuckled them, and they sat on our laps.
Yeah.
And so that made it.
It sounds
nice.
Like
it sounds like something we could probably do next summer.
For sure.
Yeah.
Charlie wouldn't remember it, but they would at least both be interested.
Yeah.
They also, so like before you get to the entrance of the wildlife safari where you like drive up the hill to go up there, they have this like museum/restaurant that's like Noah's Ark. Like they made it, like built it to look like Noah's Ark.
Is it built to the specs in the Bible?
Not quite. Not quite. They have like a little flag that shows you like, you know, you need to add on another 40 or 50 feet, but it's pretty close.
Interesting.
And they have it all like painted inside, and they had like a mini Noah's Ark that the kids could like run and play in, and a funny little like diner.
Oh my gosh,
that we ate at.
Oh, we have to do this.
Yes.
This
we didn't do
so
the museum tour there.
Maybe we should just do
but my parents
church camping trip.
Did like
out near wildlife. Safari.
There you go. Yeah, in Southern Oregon.
Yeah, that
could
be fun.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. I haven't been to Southern Oregon in a long time.
I don't think I've ever been to Southern Oregon.
Well, I've only ever been to...
Well, I guess, I'm sorry. I've been to Wildlife Safari. So, other than that one...
I don't know if my Wildlife Safari experience was in Oregon or elsewhere because the time that my mom is referencing, I think was also a year that we did go back east. And I do feel like the memory might have been with that family, and so I don't think it was in Oregon, but I have been to
they have
Oregon
things
before.
Like wildlife safari other
so then the other right. things that they had there was a rhino, there was elephants. Now the elephants were in an enclosure like
right.
farther away.
They will
giraffe
kill you if they decide to just
some monkeys and then monkeys they had them like on a little island with a pond around it so they can't like get off the island. And we were all like, oh, I guess monkeys can't swim.
Can they not swim?
I guess those ones.
Because that was all it was just a pond. No,
yeah.
There's no fence around the pond.
Interesting.
Nope. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How bizarre.
And then bears. They had brown bears and black bears, although the black bears were all... That enclosure had, like, all these, like, tube-type things, like, kind of, you know, that had been kind of buried in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought they were probably in the tubes because we didn't see any black bears. But the brown bears, you saw all four of them.
Wow.
Were, like, out... yawning, seeing all their big teeth.
Cool.
Yeah, like pretty close. And then like cheetahs and with, around the brown bears there was like electrical fence.
So they're not going to kill you either. Because they can also kill your car. Like, they'll just get right to
that
car.
They can probably just actually lift your car up.
Totally.
Do you, oh my gosh, could they really?
Probably.
Maybe not a van.
A van with full of people?
I mean, they can lean into it and like rock it.
And rock cars over.
I guess that's true.
They can lean into it, but I wouldn't call that picking up.
Yeah, but there's one of those, it's one of those things that maybe is too awkward to like, yes, they maybe have the strength to lift something that heavy, but the shape of a minivan would be too awkward to actually.
There was ostriches, emus.
No, don't do those.
Yeah, we don't, Holly doesn't want to know about
that. Speed right through that area.
Yeah, there was one that came, that was kind of like close to the car, and I was like, ah, like I did not like that.
You keep windows up or windows down?
You roll them down, but you can roll them up if you need to.
Yeah, for the bird section, we can roll them up. We don't want an emu flying into the car.
But, and then they have cheetahs, tigers. Which anyways, is also, and then you go park, so and you get out, and there's like a walkthrough area where they have like...
But the birds can't get in there.
Like a Burmese python.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't need to go in there.
Inside glass. Inside glass for that one.
Also another area I could just want to speed right through.
And python wrap around you.
Flamingos. Don't...
No.
That is cool. Flamingos would
be cool. I can't say it now.
Flamingos. Flamingos. You like ducks. You don't think flamingos are cool?
Big.
Yeah.
They had a lot of turkeys. How do you feel about turkeys?
I don't like birds.
She likes
our favorite
eat
thing
turkey.
Was we were going around and like sometimes. Making noises that we thought would get the animals
our
to come.
Our favorite, you have to admit, to our favorite noise on Kate's CNC is the turkey.
The turkey makes a fabulous noise on the CNC.
If we could pull it up, we would. But yeah. It's
buried.
So Dale went to one when he was stationed in Georgia. Okay. He was in the Army. One there with his Jeep that he still has, but it was new
the Jeep.
Back then.
Wow.
And he went there without the top on the Jeep.
Oh.
And they had like, everyone got like a little cup of food that like, so all these animals like know to like fall, come up to the vehicles because the people have food. And he said that a giraffe was like he had to kind of like. Evasive maneuver a giraffe because it was like kind of following him.
Yeah, I felt like when I went, I thought that maybe, and I'm sure it just depends on the day, depends on the mood of the animals in that day, but I felt like I remembered a giraffe that got pretty close.
There was like a warning about like having to like close down a section if the rhino was next to the, got near the road. Because I don't think, I mean, it was like the rhino was the very top of the hill and we were like at the bottom of the hill. Okay. It wasn't even close.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, a rhino. Like,
right, for sure.
Also could something that could kill your car.
Yeah.
We don't have quite as an exotic story as far as
no.
an animal goes, but we do have a good animal story that we want to share for our zoo segment.
So
I wasn't here.
You weren't here, but this is I shared with you immediately because it put me in a murderous rage. So we're potty training Kate. She just turned 2 a month ago. She decided she wanted to start potty training, so we've been potty training. And one thing that's really rough for her is going poop on the potty.
She's really afraid.
She's very afraid of poop. If it's not in her diaper, which she never. She doesn't really wear diapers anymore often. And so if the poop is not in her diaper, then she just freaks out.
It's like the only way it would ever be touching her.
Right. Well, she diaper. Like, well, she poops, like she'll poop, she's wearing underwear, she'll poop and she'll poop her pants. Like she doesn't, she has no way. Anyway.
Yeah.
So she had already pooped earlier that day. And she'd been acting kind of weird, so, like, I sat her on the pot. She had just gone pee on the potty, and then we were still in the bathroom, and she had tooted, and then was, like,
and
whining.
At this point, toots also scare her.
Right, because it's...
she's afraid it's, she's gonna poop.
Right, it's so sad. And then she started whining and saying, she doesn't actually say poop or pee to tell it to indicate that she needs to go to the bathroom or even potty. She says, my diapy.
Yeah.
That's how she lets us know she has to go potty. So she tooted and then she like started whining. Said, oh, my diapy. So I said, oh, you want to sit down on the potty? Yes. So she sat down on the potty and she tooted again and then starts, no, and just starts freaking out. It is so sad and hilarious. And then she tooted again, and she sharted that time. So, like, a little tiny, like, 2-inch turd came out of her. And then I was, you know, of course, yay, so excited. And she gets ice cream when she goes poop on the potty. So, yay, we get ice cream. And she's just sobbing. And no, no, because she's so scared. Well, let's go get ice cream. I'm so proud of you. And so I'm getting her ready. But this is also, it's like late at night. But it's like during the wind down time where I'm getting them ready for bed. So they'd already had baths and everything. And it's like 6:45, 7 o'clock is typically like the 7 o'clock hours when they're getting really getting ready for bed when Charlie does go to bed. And it's like 6:45. So I'm getting them, or trying to hurry up and get them ready to go because we don't have any ice cream at home. I have to go get ice cream. And I'm sitting on the floor getting Kate's shoes on. And Lila comes running up to me and just starts like kissing my mouth.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, God, her mouth stinks, but I don't think anything of it. And then Kate, as we were leaving the house.
I'm connecting the dots.
Yeah. As we were leaving the house, we were walking by the bathroom, and she's like, bye-bye, waving by the bathroom, like, saying bye to her poop, like, all excited now. And I said, oh, yeah. I was like, bye-bye, poopy. Let's go wave bye-bye to it. So we walk in the bathroom to go, and she, like walks up to the toilet or to her little potty before I do, and she, like, says bye-bye, and then she kind of stops and looks at me. And I'm like, oh, yeah, bye-bye, poop. And then I look, and there's no poop in there because my dog ate the poop and then proceeded to run to me and lick all over my face.
Oh, my God.
So I was.
She was
have you already mentioned on the podcast free dog?
Yeah. No, if anybody wants a dog, we will pay you money to have this dog.
How much is in Lila's envelope currently?
Find out.
You have a savings for who will take her?
Right, well, now it's only $20, but okay. I need to cancel her vet plan.
Yeah, for sure.
So once her vet plan is canceled next month, then that'll jump up significantly.
Going in there.
Yeah.
Well, I think we need to move on
to
everyone's favorite portion. Clue it with the crickets. So we have a couple of things to address in regards to last episode before we get into this week's festivities.
Yeah.
Last week, our heebie-jeebie clue tied nicely into the episode. The clue was arrogant boxer.
And the winner and still the reigning champ, I feel like he's only lost once. One episode is Kevin and Jordan's aide, and they did reveal that it is Kevin who has been answering all of these questions.
Yes, we were unsure.
We were unsure, but we had a feeling, and he acknowledged that he knows that we knew in our hearts that it was him.
Paula was second.
Yeah.
Was it that close?
No, it was a couple days.
Yeah, I listened to it days after it was released. I'm always the first on Twitter.
Yeah, right, for sure. Yes. Because
maybe we'll start having a Facebook and a Twitter winner.
Oh, yeah. You're the Twitter winner.
There you go.
So, yeah, good job. Oh,
Kevin and I can be friends
answer.
Again.
Yeah, the answer. Paula, why don't you reveal the answer?
That would be Cocky Rocky.
Yes. Yep.
Good old Cocky Rocky.
Yeah.
Rocky isn't all that cocky.
He's really not. Gosh, he's so wonderful.
I've never seen a single Rocky.
Okay, movie. Well,
I've seen clips, you know.
Yeah, no, I've seen just also, what I would recommend is just watching Creed.
Okay, because I wanted to watch Creed, but I'm like,
no,
do I need to at least watch Rocky 1?
No. Well, you can. You can.
I would say you would need. See, I don't know. It does tie in pretty strongly, being that it is the
Apollo
son
Creed.
Of Apollo
I mean, but
Creed.
I already know some things about Rocky without having watched it.
I mean, I would say
watch Rocky 1 just because it's a good movie. It's a good movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Watch Rocky and then watch Creed.
I mean, Rocky did win Best Picture. So it's a movie worth watching. We also had a poll from last week that we put out to the people in regards to our heads or tails segment, where Holly defended why Donald Trump should be president, and I defended why Hillary Clinton should be president.
Mm-hmm.
We had some listener participation, and I believe the results ended up being 4-2 in favor of Hillary.
That was one swing vote away from a tie.
Yeah, I just,
that's true.
But I feel like my point that I made in the last podcast has been proven, that just the name Donald Trump is something negative. So no matter what you should have argued
for Ted Cruz.
Instead of Donald Trump, I'm going to argue for the Halloween mask that is Ted Cruz.
Yes.
He just looks like a fake. His face looks like a fake, one of those like fake president Halloween masks. That's what I see when I look at his face.
You aren't registered with a party, are you?
I am.
You are. Oh, I'm not. Oh, yeah, that's right. You guys said that you were registered for the opposite parties. I am not. And I got I got a thing in the mail this week inviting me to vote in the independent. Like, I don't have to register, but I can just vote in the independent primary. So I'm sending it back. Yes.
Oh, that's exciting.
Sure.
Well, because in Oregon,
find out who the independent
candidate. Do some research. Because in Oregon, it is a closed primary. So you do have to be registered in some way to vote.
Yeah, no.
And then,
it's still not worth it to me.
You would still have to say yes, I will vote, so they'll send you a ballot. Because otherwise you don't get a ballot, and then the ballot that you get only has the option of those candidates.
Yeah.
So you can't, so for me, I'm going to get a ballot that only has the Democratic candidates on it. I will not have an option to vote for anybody else other than those candidates in the primary.
Yeah.
Yes.
It makes me appreciate the independent party. I've never registered with them either, but I'm like, way to be cool, independent party.
way to be independent.
Just do whatever you
fully
want.
Independent.
If I actually got into politics, I think that I probably would go the route of going more independent.
Yeah.
Well, Paula, you said that you didn't get a chance to vote on the poll. So why don't we're going to just real quick reiterate the argument that took place. Holly arguing in favor of Donald Trump. The points that she made in his favor were that he has a hot young wife, has red hair, has 5 children, owns casinos, hates ISIS, has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and is in the WWE Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
So on those points alone, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. That's it. That's all. It. You don't know. Okay. You pretend you don't know anything.
Putting myself in the mindset. And
or just even pretend you don't know the candidate's name. Yeah. That you're just voting for the candidate that Holly is talking about, or the one that Kenny is talking about.
So the
that's the what we should have done.
I thought about doing it that way.
It's still obvious. Okay.
So the argument that I made for Hillary, she's currently a senator, would be the first female president, is above average height for a woman, is less likely to start a nuclear war, less likely to die in office, already used to living in the White House, and is excellent at technology, or at least knows the right people to hire when she needs illegal emails covered up.
Guys, I'm changing my vote. I have to vote for Hillary.
I'm sorry, but those bullet points?
Yeah.
Even the bullet points.
those
are some good bullet points.
Okay, and I feel like
She's like me, good with technology, above average height.
Right.
You're basically Hillary Clinton.
I knew it.
Yeah, I have to change my vote too. I vote for Hillary. You can't see the face that I just made.
The Pruitts,
right, only in the Chew It with the Pruitt.
She also, I have a little confession time.
Don't you have be a crush on Hillary?
No, not a crush.
She's your same sex celebrity crush.
I like her a little bit because Leslie Knope likes her.
Oh yeah.
I don't really like her, but it's part of me feels
the fictional Hillary
more
Clinton in the fictional Pawnee life.
Yeah, although I think that the real Amy Poehler in the real life probably also likes Hillary too.
I won't make comments on that. Not Amy Poehler specifically, just anyway.
Yeah.
And really not Hillary Clinton specifically. Well, kind of. Anyway, moving on. Movingon.com.
Rock for president.
It's Dwayne Johnson.
DTRJ.
So we have a heebie-jeebie for you to solve, Paula, live on the air. Yes. Now, before we give this to you, we have to give it a special puzzles. Introduction because this is a very special heebie-jeebie. We've never done one of these on the podcast. It is a double heebie-jeebie.
Oh, yes.
So a double heebie-jeebie is where the clue rhymes and the answer rhymes. They do not rhyme with each other.
What's your example?
The example double heebie-jeebie is poop soup and poo stew.
That's what I knew I had to do in poop.
All the poop talk.
So that's what a double heebie-jeebie is. The clue, poop soup. The answer, poo stew.
That's okay.
So that is what a double heebie-jeebie is. So the clue, Paula, is nerd bird.
Nerd bird. Dork stork.
There you go. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Killed the double heebie-jeebie.
Doing a celebratory fist pump because I just came up with that the other day.
Double heebie-jeebies are actually sometimes easier to solve, mm-hmm, but they're so rare that they're still very special.
Yeah.
Because actually, Holly didn't even intentionally come up with a double heebie-jeebie. Her clue was stupid bird.
Yeah.
And then I was like, and I figured it out, dork sucker. I was like, no, it should have been nerd bird, because then it's a double heebie-jeebie. There you go. It was a group effort on that to create the double heebie-jeebie for Paula to solve. And then Paula, as is common, we're going to let you come up with the heebie-jeebie for this week. Now, you sent us quite a list. We're going to just probably go through it one at a time.
In future episodes.
Yes, future episodes. So this week
you don't need to use them all either, if there's any that you...
We picked one. And
it fits in with the rest of our segment also.
It does. It fits in potentially with the rest of Clue.
I think I know which one it is.
So, Paula, what heebie-jeebie clue do you have for our audience today?
Okay. So, now I put some categories on the list that I sent you. Do you want me to... should I say the category to give a little help to the listeners?
Yeah, I think so.
Sure. Okay, so this was Paula... pop culture trivia.
Yeah.
So yes. If you know some of the things that I like in pop culture, that will help. And the clue is Meager Bill.
That is Meager Bill. So you know how to get a hold of us. Voicemail, email, Facebook, Twitter. However you want to get a hold of us, get us those answers.
Don't send a carrier pigeon, please.
I don't know if it'll get here in time.
Trying to make it a little bit more challenging for Mr. Zaid.
Yeah. Get that, Kevin.
We are in talks of potentially upping our heebie-jeebie output and maybe starting a separate heebie-jeebie page that releases a heebie-jeebie every day.
So we were going to do a heebie-jeebie daily calendar, and we did like 5 days worth 1 year, and then stopped.
We thought a heebie-jeebie daily calendar would be pretty legit.
That's still our moneymaker.
There you go.
Okay, so now we're moving on to our next part of Clue It with the Pruitts. And
we're bringing back an old favorite. Yeah, we got some good feedback from some of our listeners about the time that Holly and the Parjetters played some Harry Potter trivia.
Yeah.
So we're going to revisit that because Paula is also a big Harry Potter fan. Fun fact, the only Harry Potter movie that I saw in theaters was Deathly Hallows Part 2.
Mm-hmm. And Paula was there. With
Paula and Holly.
And I think Jordan Parjetter was probably
there. She was probably there too.
I can't imagine she wasn't. Anyway, so we're just going to do one card's worth, which has
fun experience. It took me a minute to recall that in my mind.
And we played, Jordan Parjetter was definitely there because we played Contact while we were waiting in line.
And Michael was there too.
Yeah.
Contact is definitely a game that we'll have to bring on an episode of Chew with the Pruitts.
So another time. Yeah. So we're just going to do one card tonight. There's five categories. Right?
There's six.
Six. Ooh, okay.
Six categories. And so if it ends in a tie, then we'll just have to pick a random card.
Same as before.
Wingardium Leviosa.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. I'm really nervous, guys.
Okay.
Oh, no.
So the first category is the dark arts.
Okay. I was going to ring in. I don't know why.
The clue I'm really is... nervous.
Wait, what is it?
Okay. Yeah.
Then walk.
We're trying to salute like in a duel. It's not working.
Yeah.
All right. How old was Tom Riddle when he first opened the Chamber of Secrets?
Oh, jeez.
Wingardium Leviosa.
Holly.
15.
That is incorrect.
Wingardium Leviosa. Paula. 17.
Oh, it was the median. Duh. 16.
All right, well, so we're not going to end in a tie. I guess we still could if we get more wrong. Yeah. That was a tough one. I don't remember that detail from the books.
Yeah. Well, it would have been the year of school that he was.
Yeah.
All right.
But even that, I was unsure.
The next category, Hogwarts.
Okay.
When Professor Snape takes over Lupin's defense against the dark arts lesson, he teaches the class...
Wingardium Leviosa.
Paula.
Werewolves.
Yeah.
That is correct. Werewolf.
Sorry, guys. I was actually waiting until you finished reading the question. I knew the answer. No. I did. That's no.
I'm
you're
not
playing.
Sorry.
No one. No,
you're playing by the rules that yeah. I set.
Yeah,
for
you don't yeah. have to wait until it's completed.
I know.
You don't even have to fully hear the question.
Well, to be fair, I didn't answer that one. So yeah. Or I think I didn't. I got it wrong.
You can ring in whenever you want. I know. But I won't finish the question.
Yeah. Sorry. Okay.
Okay. So the next category. Magic spells and potions. Which spell causing the subject to grow larger is used by Professor Moody on a spider when demonstrating the
Wingardium Leviosa.
Holly.
Oh, shoot. Engorgio?
That's it.
That is correct.
Yes!
I was like, I'm like, it's something yo.
Yeah. I couldn't remember if it was
Gigantio.
I couldn't remember if it was Gorgio or Engorgio. Engorgio, yeah. Okay, anyway.
Good job. Thanks. Okay. So we're tied at one apiece with three questions remaining.
Okay. Oh, no.
What does Ron use to find his way back to Harry and Hermione?
Wingardium Leviosa. No.
We'll say tie goes to the guest.
Yeah, that's fair.
The put-outer. Dumbledore's put-outer.
I don't know.
It's called something else. You can steal.
I don't say
the put outer.
The little thing that catches the light. Hermione's voice. Dang.
Well, okay, the put outer. Okay.
Yeah, no, she can have it.
It's the Deluminator.
Yeah.
Oh.
So you described.
No,
what
yeah,
it
no,
is.
You got it. Because I was gonna say the snuffer. So.
Isn't it called, don't they call it the put out or somewhere? In
the Deluminator.
That's just what I call it.
Yeah, no, that's just you. Maybe Isaiah taught you that.
The put-outer.
No.
This is my put outer mom.
I would definitely discourage him from saying that.
Well, don't let him hear that. Then.
Every school has one. Sorry.
Okay.
Oh no. This is for the win.
Magical
Paula.
People. What is the name of Harry's second son?
Wingardium Leviosa.
I don't know
that. Albus Severus.
That is correct. All right, so the dream scenario, it's tied 2-2 with one question left. The category, animals and magical creatures. How do Harry and his friends travel to London in order to save
Wingardium Leviosa.
Sirius Black?
Thestrals.
Flying on Thestrals. Holly.
You won last time too?
Yep.
remains champion. Defends her home court advantage.
Yeah.
It's because she's a Ravenclaw.
Yeah, that's all I do. Ravenclaw.
Well, we're already an hour into this conversation and we have a lot left to cover. So I think we're actually going to just call that the end of episode 11. And we're going to keep hanging out with Paula for a little bit. So she'll be back for another episode. But... thanks for tuning in to this episode and look forward to episode 12 for more hanging out with Paula.
Bye, guys.
Bye.